were the Flyers.
That's all I remember.
Cause that chant tanked.
Right. Actually, I like the chant. It was pretty nice.
And Dayton fans are pretty engaged in the A-10 tournament.
They're probably the most wholesome fan base that showed up to Barclays. Just like cute, old, white people.
Average
respectful.
Age about 51.
Right. But they had a nice song, nice school spirit. Everybody showed up in red. No one looked hammered. But they represented well.
Oh, we were probably a little bit more hammered than they were.
We were working.
I'm just kidding, guys. So Dayton, we're breaking down a couple teams for you of the A-10 teams who made the tournament. March Madness field of 68. Dayton Flyers, Chris, what did you see? What do you think? Give us some of your thoughts.
All right, well, I've seen them twice this year in person, once at Mason. That game tanked.
We got blown out.
Right. And so, and their big guy, Ryan... Or sorry, what's his name? Steve McElveen, the huge 7-footer. He wasn't even playing against us. He was actually just sitting on the bench.
And he's a redshirt freshman.
He's huge.
Wow. So huge. So he's a big redshirt freshman.
He was a big boy. But and we watched them play Richmond at the A-10 tournament. They're big.
And they pretty much dominated Richmond.
And they have size off the bench.
They keep bringing guys off the bench too, whether that be guards, forwards, the center. I even think came off the bench.
Right.
So they got a lot of – what I noticed from them is they just are constantly rotating guys in and out. So they are very fresh, and they do play some pressure D. And they do try to run you on the offensive end as well. So just a big team, have a lot of players, can really get after it on both sides of the ball.
Right, and their leading scorer, Charles Cook, he was cooking. He averaged 15.8 points this season. Him and Pierre were the two notable guys that I saw at the tournament. Pierre, actually, I voted him into the A-10 all tournament team.
Did he make it?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, no, he did. So, yeah, he performed. He's a big guy, big body, coming over from Canada. He's kind of just like a do-it-all type of guy. He's got the size, the rebounding, the passing, so... He really impressed me. And
he kind of reminds me of a Draymond Green, where he can shoot the outside shot. He has some size, so he can battle down low. He has good court vision, so he gets some assists. He's just kind of that power forward, stretch forward that a lot of teams wish they had right now.
Right. And so when it comes to tournament time, they're playing Syracuse. And a lot of people don't believe that they should have made the tournament. Right. They kind of went in cold. I think they lost... 6 or 7 games. I don't know what it is. But
it'd be awesome to beat an ACC team. Love it when the A-10 beats an ACC team. So it's a good matchup for them.
This team, though, is battle-tested. Check out the schedule for them. They beat Iowa early. Iowa's a 6 seed or something like that. I don't know. Either way, Iowa's a good team. They beat Monmouth. They're everyone's big snub for the tournament, but they're a very good team. They beat Vanderbilt, who made the tournament when they were ranked 21. They beat, you know, Arkansas. They beat UMass. Well, no, sorry, not UMass, but they did
UMass
beat UMass.
Tanks.
But yeah, I thought that it meant that they were ranked 25. No, but Dayton was ranked, you know, for a good part of the season.
And they got some pretty crucial A-10 wins. They beat VCU.
Yeah, they beat St. Bonaventure. They beat GW. They beat, you know, they beat the teams they needed to beat. So that's why they're going into the tournament as a
they're the highest seeded A-10 tournament. Or A-10
team. Because they won the regular season, and you know they deserve it. I think.
And they lost to a hot St. Joe's team.
Yeah, Bembry was cooking.
Right, and so you know the St. Joe's could potentially have two NBA players on their team, and we'll talk about them in another segment that we'll post for you guys.
Right,
but Dayton. They look built to play major teams.
Yeah. No, they're big enough to compete with ACC and Big E schools, the big boys. And so I think it's going to be a favorable matchup, and they actually might have one of the best roads to, well, who do they play second round? Like Michigan State? Never mind. Zip. If they win one game, that'll be kind of cool.
Right. Just win one game. For all the A-10 guys, get to the next round, and then you never know. I think each team in it has the size to compete, and that's a big thing. One thing is they do have this guy named Joey Gruden. Does he get any time?
Probably not. I don't know.
That's Gruden's son, right?
Zippy.
Yes.
Oh yeah, it
Gruden
is.
Was at the game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's always good to rep a Redskin. You know, he doesn't really get much minutes. He's played, it looks like, 4 games. But hey, if you got the Redskins,
I'm clicking
head
on
coach,
his profile right now. He's from Leesburg.
Ooh.
6'2".
Wait. Well, I guess he maybe graduated high school when they lived in. Obviously,
I have zippy clue.
When Gruden started coaching, obviously. Either way, he's a nothing. I just wanted to represent.
But you know who else we saw?
Who?
John Crosby.
Oh, you're right.
Former Mason Miss.
Yeah, and so tell us a little bit about what we saw from him in the A-10 tournament.
He had flashes of looking tight, but for the most part.
He's score or bust. He's right. Either going to get to the bucket and shoot well, or the coach is going to be screaming in his face. Archie, right? That's your coach?
Yeah.
Guys, he's going to be screaming.
He's
like,
annoying.
Yelling at them. Did you see what he said about the tournament? He went off about seeding and about people getting left
Everybody
off.
Everybody did, yeah. But Crosby played like a freshman.
He did.
Which he is, so it made sense.
But the team as a whole has guards galore. No issue. They'll run you both on the offense and defensive side. And what do you think? Are they going to beat Syracuse?
It depends. You know, they looked so good against Richmond, and then against St. Joe's. At times, they looked a little lost. You know, they didn't look like they had that go-to score. Cook wasn't hitting, and it looked like they had to sort of rely on Pierre. I don't know. I think they're good enough to win one or two games in the tournament, depending on who they play. But yeah,
I think they'll be fine. I think they'll beat Syracuse. I think Syracuse had a rough year with Boeheim. When was he going to be suspended? He was suspended for some time, and they never got the continuity. But right. I think that Dayton can beat a mid-level ACC team this year.
Yeah, they could beat a mid-level Power 5. I think they're a good squad. And that's why the tournament committee gave them a 7 seed. So
right. They believe in them. I believe in them round one. And that's pretty much all we got for you on Dayton. I would definitely watch out.
Yeah, no, hold on. I'm just looking right now. So Dayton would play Michigan State the next round, so that's a zip.
So we're going to give them one win.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then so maybe a 1 win and early exit out of the tournament.
Book it.